Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the accessibility of air travel for us all as blind and partially sighted people and some of the issues faced like many people like me who might be a guide dog owner too. John Wellsman, customer experience lead at Guide Dogs, joins me now to talk about some of the issues that have been reported to Guide Dogs and also about their recent visual awareness training for Virgin Atlantic cabin and airline staff. Hello, John, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
John, what are the main access issues that guide dog owners and blind and partially sighted people have experienced around air travel and navigating airports?
I think the broadest thing would be to say that when we surveyed people with a vision impairment, and I think this is reflected in the comments that we've had back from people, is that people are nervous about travelling, certainly with air travel, because there are plenty of elements to air travel which can possibly go wrong. There are elements to the process of going through things like security, making sure you get to the right gate, getting the support from staff that can make people feel nervous. And I think that certainly over half of the people that we surveyed had negative experiences when traveling by air and felt that they were sufficient enough to dissuade them from doing it again. So I think, you know, certainly then if we think about guide and assistance dog owners, certainly then problems with processing the dog, making sure that the airline has information about the dog, providing space on the aircraft for dog which is adequate for the dog, getting support maybe at the other end, certainly coming back again, fear of the dog falling foul of the import regulations. So all those sorts of things generate fear, I think. And again, there will be people who've had problems, but, you know, I think it's a wider issue for all of us.
And do you think that those numbers have gone up in recent times, you know, sort of over the last 12 months or so?
I think the problems, like a lot of those issues for us as people with vision impairment, are the same day to day. I think obviously there are more people now post-COVID traveling again. So clearly the issues are going to go up. I think people are more independent, more able and mobile to get out and about by themselves. So by the nature of people's confidence, that's going to be proportionate to the amount of problems we face. And I don't think, you know, from the perspective of better service provision, that we're any further forward. We've made gains, and obviously we're looking to make more gains. But I think, you know, it's not a huge amount of people that have problems, but certainly significant enough to cause concern.
Guide Dogs has recently delivered visual awareness training for Virgin Atlantic cabin and airline staff. John, how did this training come about? Was it something that Virgin Atlantic wanted, or was it something that Guide Dogs felt was needed?
It's a joint partnership. I certainly, in my job in the past, and colleagues have worked with Virgin Atlantic, like we have with other airlines over the years. And I think it was just a coming together of minds, thinking that from Virgin's perspective, how can we better support people, passengers with a vision impairment? And then from our perspective, you know, taking the opportunity to support them as an organization in providing a top-notch service to passengers, making sure that if you travel with a vision impairment, you're getting the best support possible.
What sort of things were covered during the visual awareness training, and what was the sort of feedback that you got from the Virgin Atlantic staff about the training?
The training is a bespoke package of online training modules designed to support cabin crew, ground handling crew, with the best ways in which they can support passengers with a vision impairment, certainly through the airport, onto the aircraft, making sure that people can find their seats, that they are supported in stowing their luggage and the like. And I think the general feedback has been very positive, very excited. And I think especially as for an increasing number of the crew, they will get hands-on experience of sighted guiding, not only an online module, but actually, you know, lived experience of guiding someone down, you know, sometimes some quite narrow passageways in aircraft and some quite confined spaces. So I think it's been very positive.
And I think also, you know, from when you look at visual awareness and guiding and stuff and things like that, a lot can obviously be done online, but there's nothing better that beats that sort of, you know, experience and having somebody who's visually impaired delivering that training too.
Yes, and that's what we've tried to aim to do. It's like all these things with the amount of crew and the amount of staff that we would be looking to support, it's going to take a bit of time. But the more we can do that, the more people we can support face-to-face, giving them that actual experience of sighted guiding someone into an aircraft, understand the issues of going through the airport. All those sorts of things are the things that if they do it properly and do it well, will obviously boost the confidence of people looking to travel, you know, and maybe, you know, because it's Virgin Atlantic, maybe pick Virgin Atlantic because they have gone the extra mile.
And there's obviously a lot of people involved, a lot of players involved in the sort of travel experience for us all as blind and partially sighted people and guide dog owners. You know, it's the travel companies, it's the airlines, it's the airports as well. What can be done to ensure that this is all joined up? Because we have heard recently of times when things have not been so joined up and there has been sort of quite sort of, I might say, sort of shocking experience for disabled people.
You're talking to me at a very fortuitous time. The Civil Aviation Authority have put out an airlines framework consultation asking your questions exactly. And the feedback we will be giving them is that we do, and I think they recognize this already, is that, you know, sometimes there are failings in the booking process. Give you two examples. Certainly know of examples of people booking flights through travel agents and the travel agents failing to tell the airline that the person has an assistance dog and therefore the correct codes have not been sent across and therefore the airline has not been prepared when the person's turned up ready to travel. You know, another example being that we certainly know of a guide dog owner who went through a fantastic process with the airline they were booking with, making sure the airline knew they were traveling with their dog, that the airline were looking to accommodate the dog, but then there are problems with the booking process, e.g. the people who actually do the seat bookings didn't seem to have picked up that there was a need of a passenger to travel with their assistance dog. So therefore the accommodation for the dog wasn't appropriate. So we do face problems like that. We face problems with people not necessarily having the right paperwork or not being advised to have the right paperwork to travel with the dog. We certainly know, and I can speak from my own experience, sometimes you get on an aircraft and sometimes the crew are fantastic at giving you cabin safety briefing. But then in other occasions, no one comes anywhere near you. And it's up to me then to find out where the emergency exits are and make sure that I feel comfortable where my life jacket is. Now, most of the time I travel with somebody, but, you know, there's a lot of vision impaired people who travel by themselves. So those are all issues that we'll be raising with the CAA and making sure that they're fully aware of the challenges that people with a vision impairment face when they're traveling, and especially those with a guide or assistance dog.
Is there something that we can all do as blind and partially sighted people and guide dog owners to sort of help with that sort of campaign and research that you're involved in?
Well, I would suggest that anybody who's interested go to the CAA website or certainly Google the CAA airline framework consultation. That will come up straight away. It's a fairly simple document to respond to. I have to say the document is quite large. So, you know, be prepared to spend an hour or so reading through it. And I'd encourage everybody to respond to that. And I'd also say to people, you know, do your due diligence when you're traveling. Don't take chances. If you are booking through a travel agent, also contact the airline. You shouldn't have to, but I think it's always worthwhile making sure that you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's when traveling. Make sure that you read all the information about travel. If you're an assistance dog owner, there is a website that we've created called assistancedogtravel.org.uk, which has lots of guidance and advice and the information from gov.uk about travel abroad and back into the UK. So do as much as you can to prepare for your journey. Don't trust that people necessarily are going to do it all for you. They should do. But again, I think the experience tells us that we've got to make sure that we've done as much as we can do. And hopefully then the journey can be as successful as you can expect it to. And we're never going to, you know, come across problems occasionally, but we can minimize them as much as we can.
And if other airlines or organizations would like to find out more about the Guide Dogs Visual Awareness Training, is there a page on the Guide Dogs website that they can go to find out more?
So just go to the guidedogs.org.uk website and search for Virgin Atlantic, and information about the work we're doing with them at the moment will be there. General travel advice and other things, same website, and just put in the relevant information. And there's a lot of information there that can be of support, especially around things like supporting service providers and the like with sighted guiding.
Well, thank you very much indeed, John Wellsman from Guide Dogs, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and talking all about accessible travel for us all as blind and partially sighted people.
My pleasure.